How's it going, people? Welcome back to the channel. Fade, you good?
I'm good, I'm good, man. Yeah, I'm alright, but I'm alright still. I'm good, I'm good.
Fam, we're not gonna rob you, fam. Calm down. What's with this? There's no ops here. Everybody's friends, it's family thing.
I thought it was Meeks, Manny.
Yeah,
man's looking like Spider-Man when he's gone bad.
Complete transformation.
I'm telling you.
Listen, it's been a bit mad around here. You feel me? Like, I've had to watch out a few people, you know, because I said some wild stuff. And yeah.
I feel so uncomfortable with you wearing that balaclava. I feel like I've been robbed.
Nah, I think he needs it, you know, Matisse. I think he needs it at this moment in time. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's one of them things. You don't want to always face the lights, do you? Shahid, are you okay, my mate? Because you know what? Beyond the banter, you are my mate as well. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what? I consider you a brother, as a matter of fact. So I just want to know, from a brother to a brother, are you okay?
Hey, that's a bit rich coming from a scouser, isn't it? Now you've got a balaclava on you there, you're his brother.
Oh, I was asking for it.
I was asking for it. Steve, you've done me.
No, that's bad. Oh.
No, I'm all right, man. I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? I said some wild stuff. You feel me?
I think he's been coming to London too much.
Yeah, man, I've been coming to London too much.
This
yo.
Is a confession, this boy's. It's like he's just being caught.
I just want to get some more angles for Skullfoggery, because when the movie comes, I want the movie to be good. So, yeah, I like
Skullfoggery, right, man. I'm coming to your house, you feel me? If you chat shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just a learning. It's a warning right here, you know what I mean? You don't clip me up. This is S. Huncho right here, you feel me?
Anyway, S. Huncho, I like it.
Nah, you know what it is, yeah? I don't know what I said, yeah, but...
About the...
It went good. It went good, man. This quadruple talk.
Shit, quadruple.
I got a bit gassed. I got a bit giddy. And I'm here live on stage to say that we ain't winning shit. Yeah, we ain't winning shit, man. We can't win a quadruple, man. We can't
take the mask
win.
Off like Scooby Doo. Is that you under there, really?
Is that
you?
It is.
Oh my god.
You know what it is, yeah? You know what it is? If you rock up into the main night of change room like this, you might actually get a tune out of them. Do you know what I mean? This might be a little halftime tactic that we might have to bring into the fold.
Implement. Nah, 100%, Matisse.
100% implement it. Do you know what I mean?
The whole 100%. Man United fan base are wearing them now because all the shit they were sprouting about Ronaldo. They've all got them. Sales of balaclavas in Manchester has gone through the roof, man.
Yo, I'm giving out these. If you need them round here, it's tough round here, you feel me? I'm having to cut corners when I see City fans, when I see fans giving me shit. I have to cut corners, so listen. Let me know if you need one around here.
Shahid, you should make yourself some merch. That can be the first clothing of your brand, and then you can put Giddy at the top of your friggin' mask or the balaclava.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
I like that one.
Hey, there you go. Give me your ideas, yeah.
No, stop it. But yeah, no. You know what it is? No. Listen, man. We can't even win a quadruple, man. It's peak out here, man. Like, I have
maybe,
to stay outside Old Trafford.
Man said we're not going to win the quadruple.
I mean, you wasn't going to win the quadruple or anything. Anyway, I think
no, this is with, we're winning shit, man. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the thing is with me, the main... I mean, look, people will say it's only the Carabao Cup. For me, the main concern is that now Ollie, once again, is going to have that thing over his head of, when are you winning the trophy? When are you winning the trophy? And the earliest opportunity to win a trophy is February. So now it's got to be May. And I said it on this show as well. I said, listen, everyone was saying Man United should be, and I've said it, that, you know, they're title contenders, but I don't think they're going to actually do it because Ollie's in charge. That tax is heavy. And the Champions League, I don't see them doing either. I said, if he can get a cup, I know a lot of Man United fans will think I'm billeting in and taking the piss, but you have to walk before you can run. Ollie should be desperate to get his hands on that cup, whether it's the Carabao Cup, the FA Cup. And I look back at Jose Mourinho, I look at Pep, because this is basically Manchester City's cup, right? How many times do, you know, Jose Mourinho at Chelsea the first time? He won the Carabao Cup, the Carling Cup, the Worthington Cup, whatever the hell you want to call it. Mm. They win it early on in February because it sets the tone for the rest of the season. It gets some momentum, builds up a winning mentality in the team. And Manchester United don't have that. So for you to, I'm not saying you guys dashed it, but it felt like with the amount of changes West Ham made, yes, you made changes, but you still had Jadon Sancho on the pitch. You still had Lingard. Yeah. Lingard is the best player for West Ham last season at the back end. And he's just part of your rotation. You got Martial in there. Do you know what I mean? You've got, you know, Matic comes back in, Van der Beek. There's enough quality.
You should have beaten them, man.
You should be beating that West Ham team. I know there's a lot of changes made. Not expecting dazzling performance, five-star skills and shit, FIFA Street. Mm. But I am expecting a win. And I even complained about it myself because my team only got through on penalties. I just think you fumbled the bag on
that. But you got past there, though. You got past there. That's the thing with us, man. We haven't got the mentality. There's something stopping United at the minute. And I know. And that's why people on here start coming at me saying, oh, give Ollie credit and all that. What is there, man? I come on here and I try to be positive, and then I get slapped on and saying, oh, this and that. And then when I come here negative, it's like, oh, but you're still in that Premier League. I want trophies, man. I don't want a cup run. I start dancing in January and start celebrating Derby Day Cups. I don't want that anymore, man. I want to win trophies. I'm not here for just a 3-month spell where we win games and all that. Yeah, give me the violin today. You know what I mean? I want the violins out today. I want trophies, man.
Literally, no one.
Look at me.
I'm starting to feel bad for you. When you're saying it in this with this mask on, it's definitely...
Nah, do you know what's a bit mad? It's like, do you know what? He's begging. He's actually begging now. It's not even...
It's been a while.
Shahid is starving, mate. Do you know what, Matisse? I think you've just touched on it there. There's something that they're missing. They're missing something that Chelsea do have, that Manchester City do have, that we have. And it's, you know, people underestimate how massive... Do you know when it gets to the 45th minute and it's half-time and you really need just that extra bit of oomph? Yeah. Believe me, mate, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is not going to give you that. And I'm only telling you things that you already know, people. I'm not giving you new information. But I even saw a clip of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer today. I mean, I don't even want to touch on the stuff that he said about Jurgen Klopp and whatnot, the petty bastard. But there was a clip of him, I think it was last season, standing on like the sidelines, giving tactics and whatnot. And he goes to his fucking assistant manager, hey, a goal can change this game. You're joking. A goal can change a game. Pause it. It'll have no impact. Pause it. It'll have no impact. You've got Michael Owen as your manager. Where is he from? Norway. You've got a Norwegian Michael Owen as your manager.
That's worse than that. Respect Michael Owen, man. You know what I'm saying? He scored the double.
You respect Michael Owen.
You know what I mean?
Do you know what it is as well? You look at the top managers, they're usually a little bit tapped in the head. The wires are not fully crossed because you have Pep, who we've seen in the documentary, when he's going at it, you know, telling everybody to sit the hell down and listen. He's got, you see the passion on the sidelines, constantly involved, trying to influence the game tactically. Klopp's the same, very passionate guy. He's known for that. Tuchel's very passionate. From the bench, I mean, Tottenham last weekend, we were 0-0, having a pretty average to poor half. Second half, we come out all guns blazing. He changes it. Clearly at halftime, he must have done something. But just to build on what James is saying, at halftime, is Ollie really throwing fireworks up people's asses? I don't think so. Yeah. Like Ferguson did, like Van Gaal probably did, like Mourinho did when he was at his best. Again, I think he's too nice. Because I think you can judge how good a manager is by the way they speak in their interviews. When Arteta's going off the boil and talking about all this extra shit and it's not making any sense, when Ollie's doing it as well, it's like, if that's what they're doing publicly in interviews and presses and they're talking about, you know, trophies. What did he say? Something like trophies are overrated one at a time.
For the ego.
I mean,
like
I'm not taking the piss here. I don't have an agenda. I don't care if Manchester United do well. I keep saying this. If Manchester United had a top manager, I would be shit scared. If he's saying that publicly in presses, imagine when he's meant to be doing the best PR of his life. Imagine what he's saying to them on a day in, day out basis at Carrington. Can you imagine? He must be saying some mad shit. Like the logic is just not, the maths is not mathing, man. It's actually nuts. It's nuts.
Do you know what? Someone's actually just said in the chat as well that this looks like a hostage video. Sayid, I'm going to whisper, do this twice if Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has got you hostage right now, my mate.
Listen, we're not going to say this on camera, man. You know what I mean?
You just like a little click in the background. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yo, it's Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's putting your arm like that.
We're all good, man. Now, I think I'm just sick and tired of Ollie, man. I really am, man. Like, I've not had my meltdown yet. That's why we're in the midst of it. But I just want a manager to come here and believe that we can win trophies and believe that Carabao Cup just isn't any other cup, mate. We've not won anything for about 1,500 days, apparently, someone said today. It's been 4 or 5 years since we've won a trophy. I'm sick of it, man. And people will say, oh, that 11 should have beat West Ham, but there's a bigger picture out there that is, it's that this manager simply isn't good enough. And what are the board seeing it? But the board are happy. I kept saying it. The remit for this club is get top four, and they're happy with that. I think, like, I don't want to bring Arsenal into it, but all them years that Arsenal were just kind of peeing around top four, that's what we're doing. And we're not valuing trophies. Like, this is the easiest cup that you're going to win. Premier League is a tough cup, tough league. Champions League is the biggest one. Guardiola still can't do it, you know. And the FA Cup is a different cup because I feel like you've got semi-finals in there, you've got teams that are hungry, you've got the magic of the FA Cup. This is the Carabao Cup. You could go through the whole cup competition and you might not face a big team, but we're getting beat by a team that's got a 37-year-old, Mark Noble, bossing the midfield. They could have been 3-0 up if it wasn't for Henderson. Like, honestly, man, I'm just, yo, I'm tired.
Do you know what it is? You go through your team and there's not that many proven winners. So it's not like as if winning the Carabao Cup is beneath them. You know, I look at Bruno Fernandes. What has he won? You know, outside of the, obviously, I don't know, maybe he's won a few league titles in Portugal. But in terms of, since he's not won anything since he's come here, Wan-Bissaka could do with a trophy. Do you know what I mean? He's young. Even Harry Maguire, he's quite established, but he could do with a trophy. All the young guys, Greenwood, Rashford, you know, all these guys could. It's not like as if, like, you've been serial winners and it's only the Carabao Cup. I would completely understand then. But it's not like, because you said you haven't won anything in 4 or 5 years, it would actually be some good to your squad if you were to win something. Do you know what I mean? It would help them collectively push on, you know, further on in the season. So, yeah, man, it's it was a shock. I was shocked when scoreline, man.
Pete, for me, I've got a special message to all the Manchester City fans out there tonight. Listen, the Man United fan is sat in his bedroom with a fucking balaclava on, begging for the Carabao Cup, yeah? Look how these men have fallen. They're on their knees, mate. They're on their knees. The empire is crumbling. It's like Star Wars at the end when them little X-Wings are coming in to blow that big ship up, mate. You're on that big ship, mate, and you're going down, mate. You're going down. This is a
You know what the bad thing about this all, yeah? I can't even say anything about it.
Behind you now is a USA flag and a Glazer banner, and you've sunk to new depths, mate. You've sunk to new depths, mate. After this, I'm going to get a can of Carabao from the shop, and I'm going to rejoice in all them four Carabao cups we just won, because you're begging for it. Yeah, here's a Coca-Cola cup for you. You can have this.
Yo, I'll take any cup, man. I'll take the Audi cup right now. You know, the whole time talking, I'll take the Audi cup, man. You know what I'm saying? I've not seen anything. I want to go out to Wembley. I want to see something, man. But this Oli tax, man, it's too hefty, man. It's too much for me, man. It's like, there's enough things going at Old Trafford and whatnot that you have to pay for to get to the ground, let alone Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has another tax burden on, man. You know Shahid, what I mean? But it's just too much for me, man.
Shahid, how much more does Ole Gunnar Solskjaer need to fuck up to get sacked? Not for you, because I know you want him gone 10 months ago, let alone now.
Tonight, man.
Tonight, yo. I'm saying keep him in the job for the next 5 years. 10-year deal for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Nah, but from the board's point of view, what do you reckon? Do you reckon that they're looking on? Do you reckon top four's enough?
No, I think top four's enough. But I think if he goes out of the Champions League, I think he's sacked then, mate. Because at the end of the day, ain't no Ronaldo taking Europa League football. And best believe, I'm not going back to watch Astana at home, mate. Best believe that, yeah? Because I ain't going... More, mate. I've had enough of Thursday night.
Speaking about it like it's prison, I'm not going back, man. I'm not going back, man.
Turkish, the amount of dates
I let down because of Thursday night, mate. It's a joke, mate. You know what I'm saying to you, like? That is date night.
Saeed, listen, it's all come out now. Yeah. We know that you robbed Reece James's house. You've got his medals. Give him back.
Police actually couldn't believe that, you know. You're not saying. Police actually couldn't believe that.
Now we need to watch the tape back.
I'm claiming the reward. It's him. Go and fingerprint him. He's a grass.
Yo, Steve, man. You don't say that, man. Because they will actually believe it's me. You know what I'm saying, lad?
Well, it is you, mate. The police are messed out here. You're the only one walking about with a balaclava on, and Reece James's medals got nicked. Put two and two together, innit?
Yo, Steve, man. Chill, man. I've got family, you know. Chill. Chief's trying to hop me up, you know. Chill. But man, it's peak iron, man. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. This is what United are doing to me right now, man. I got giddy with a quadruple, but listen, big six, man. We ain't winning shit, man. Wait, wait, right. Shit, man. You get
it's,
me?
Mad, it's mad what 7 days does. But people, seven love for the love, because there's 2,500 people here already, first 15 minutes. Make sure you guys hit the like button, get it up to 1,000 before the show ends. And also, as always, make sure you guys go in the description, subscribe to every channel there, the Big Six channel, Steve, Saeed, Matisse, and special guest James Redman. All channels are there, including Skullfuggeries as well. So make sure you subscribe to that channel too, because a lot of big things coming. I'm going to go through some of the super chats from earlier as well, people. Apologies, I didn't get a chance to read it out. When I hear United slander, it's very sweet to the ears. I can't lie to you. So I let it flow. Adam said earlier, United fans, we deserve all the banter we are getting right now. But Drake has a song you might know called Laugh Now, Cry Later. Because in a month or so, when Ole gets the sack, rivals will be crying and we would be laughing.
I mean, it depends who you hire, but yeah, let's see. Yeah.
JML, yeah. JML said, bear man behind Saeed's camera forcing him to say this.
No, no, no.
Saeed Dawes watching it for 50 Shades. Z says, I don't get why Matisse and James so gassed. These men get going on like they already won the Premier League. Matisse, no, remember
not.
You are.
No, we're just in a much better position than Manchester
United. We just have better managers. And yeah, we're talking and about scenes. Manchester United. That's literally all that we did. We didn't even banter. I'm not even bantering Saeed. I'm actually just.
I thought we were nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought we were kind.
Yeah. I thought we was actually quite nice today. Shit, clearly. James, clearly our generosity is going unappreciated. Maybe we should just rip the piss.
It's going unnoticed, lads. It's going unnoticed, Matisse.
He's left now. See, you're, like, oh, you're scared him off.
We're getting to all of them.
The police have just raided his gaff. Steve
is running with this on me, isn't he?
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Saeed still. Saeed, I'll put you in your old place and I'll remove
who's this
you
guy?
Saeed, I don't know what's going on your end, mate. You're moving dodgy. So Francis said, Saeed, yeah, man, when has United done things the easy way? Let's wait until May before we start crying. And the Liverpool guy, your Ole jokes suck. And Victor says, Saeed, what the hell are you wearing? Man United top of the league next week. Big Steve, how the crowd at Man City?
We're good. We're not crying for a Carabao Cup and wearing baraclavas like you lot.
Yo, Victor. Victor's been 3 years, man.
Ahead, Steve's going to be on Instagram Live saying that I'm not here wearing balaclavas like you lot and rattling the whole United fan base.
Instagram Live because them United fans report me and ban me. They reported me for calling them a seat nonce.
Oh, right. 7 day ban. I feel like you've got probably more Man United people following your IG than anyone else at this point. They're all over your IG.
Well, yeah, one sent me a message before and said he wished that I was a United fan because I've got good vibes. So now they're wishing City fans were United fans. That's how their fan base has gone, mate. It's gone.
I haven't even had that one yet, Steve. I haven't even had that one yet.
Mad, mate. It's madness. The desperado.
Boogeyman's attacking now. They're going to start fighting amongst their own fan base.
I think he's being harsh, man.
You know the thing is, man, there is no good days, mate. Let me know when the good days are. Let me know, man, because there ain't no been no good days. So if you're living in a hard rock, mate, somewhere in Mars, then let me know, mate, because at the end of the day, yeah, if there's good happening at United, that's what we say. Exactly, man. But we need to see something now, man. I think Boogeyman's a nostalgic fan. I think he's living in the past, mate. You need to get real, man, Boogeyman. I'll be honest with you, mate.
Not wrong with being real about your team, is there?
Exactly. There isn't. Because at the end of the day, mate, last 7 years, I've not seen no trophy come.
Yeah, but let's be honest now, for the last 2 weeks, you lot have been unbearable. I've seen grown men running around the streets doing that Ronaldo celebration and shouting shit like Suey or something. You were jumping around dancing in the bedroom with your flag out, your Ronaldo, singing Viva Ronaldo. The queue around the megastore was like you've never seen before. So you guys are shameless, man. You're shameless. You deserve everything you get, mate. You know what I mean?
Listen, man.
You get.
It's a long ride, yeah.
You're all taking a piss out of our empty seats, but we've got thousands of things to take the piss out of you with. We're just sat here watching you, thinking, look at that lot over the road, all the dimwits jumping about with Ronaldo shirts on while they're getting beat off Swiss chocolate makers and West Ham.
Big up the Chelsea fan, Mackie, man, going at the Etihad.
That's what I'm saying. Chelsea fans have to come with the banter because your banter's snide now.
Big up. Big up, man. But now, you know what it is, yeah? I think United is just, it's a long road, mate. You just got to, you know, stick on the roller coaster, mate. I'm telling you now, man. Ride with it, man, because we're just vibing out here, man. That's all you could do round now, vibing. And people saying about away record, mate. Listen, away record, this and that, man. I want trophies, mate. If you're getting away record and you're unbeaten in 1 year and there's nothing to show for it, mate, it's for me, that record, there's no point in having that record. I want to see trophies. Manchester United is a club that demands trophies. I don't care. We demand it.
Josu here says, United are one legit manager away from Saeed being the only one laughing on the big six. You all enjoy this while
you do you know what? Do you know what's mad? Do you know what? He's probably right. He's probably right. Maybe Manchester United do go much, much better. But are they going to make the adequate replacements? Are they going to actually go with the decision? Because they've already gone full in. They've invested a lot into Ole Gunnar Solskjaer to this point. So how do we just expect that? Because I believe their ambition, or the owner's ambition, not the fans, is top four. I think that's sound for them. So if he doesn't go, then how do we even think about that? Do you know what I mean? You're talking about hypotheticals.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get you. And Saeed, Boogeyman's replied.
Top of the league, Liverpool and Chelsea. Listen, the thing is, yeah, I'm all for opinions, but listen, your positive thinking is getting anyone nowhere at the minute, because at the end of the day, the facts are Ole Gunnar Solskjaer so far has failed as a manager. That's the facts. You know what I mean? You come with the hard facts, and then I can say, you know what, I respect it. The hard facts is every single point where there's been a trophy involved, he's failed. All his positions, I couldn't care less, mate. I really couldn't care less.
Why are you wearing a belly button?
Why are you shooting like an erratic kid on AFTV? Why are you shooting like that?
That was an off day for me. Cecil knows that was an off day for me. I'm not good. Listen, I'm a dead footballer. Do you get what I'm saying? But
what the hell was that, bro? In that clip, me and Fred was crying on Twitter. I was like, what is going on?
All right, big up Cecil in the chat as well, because I see Cecil in the chat. I need to see that full video. I can't lie.
So peak, bro.
To be honest, man. I need to send that video to Skullfuggery. That's what I might actually do.
Why don't we do something about it? Because obviously, men are talking. Why don't we do like a big six?
I guarantee you now, I'm the best footballer on the big six.
Probably. I'm not a good footballer, but I want to see Matisse lace up.
I'm better than that. I'm telling you, I'm way better than that. You were moving like a Dan Maitrori, just all that up with your Gymshark membership. You couldn't even kick the ball straight when they come to
the I reckon Chris has got every single one of you in his back pocket, you know, boys. I'm not going to lie. Nah, 100%.
I'm telling you.
Chris is dangerous. I'm not underrating you, Tejas, but don't underrate Chris. It's one of the biggest mistakes.
If I can see, if I get them contact lenses, it's a wrap for everybody.
Contact lenses, yes, no, Matisse.
Man can't see.
We got a super chat here from Vic that said, hey, Big Steve, your next two matches will be hell. Lukaku will score two goals and PSG, Messi, Neymar and Mbappe will smoke City's defence. Good luck, Man City. And we are going to move into Man City and Chelsea this weekend. But before we do, since we was on United, we might as well wrap up United and get some predictions. Yeah. Saeed, Man United versus Villa tomorrow. What are you saying? Prediction.
Listen, we've got good record now at home. We've scored a couple of goals now. I think that's 9 goals in 2 games at home. I think we're doing well at home. So I think the confidence will be there. But I don't think Aston Villa, when I look at Aston Villa, when they played against, who was it, against Chelsea at home, they had a couple of chances, man. I thought Mendy kept them in the game. So I think it'll be a difficult one, man. I'm going to go for 3-1 United. I think we've got goals in us, man. Ronaldo will get a couple and then Bruno, I reckon. But we've got to do it, man. We've got to step up, man. We've got to step up back in the Premier League. You know what I mean? We've got to stay positive, man. You know what I mean? That cup hangover will have to leave somewhere else, because right now it's a Premier League, man. I don't see us winning the Champions League, but Premier League, we've got a chance. So I think United will win 3-1, man. But it's not going to be easy, I tell you that. Villa are a decent team, man.
Say nothing. You're going 3-1.
That's
like you
predicting that, or is that some random geezer in a balaclava?
I'm coming out.
What'd you say?
No, I said as soon as we finish this United top, you know what I mean, I'm gonna set myself free.
Fair enough.
James, it's back actually,
mate, Before James gives his thoughts, what did Grizz say? Grizz sent in his prediction 2-0 Man United, said Grizz. Obviously, it's his turn. James, what do you think about that one?
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie. I think it's going to be a very close affair, and I think both teams are going to have big chances, and Manchester United will play the way they've basically played in every game this season with many holes in their game. But I do also think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is a man with more than 9 lives, and I think he's going to have enough in this game to basically get the job done, mate. Whether it's 2-1, but I think it's still going to be very, very close.
Yeah, it is what it is. Tobes.
Is it United away or at home?
Home.
Yeah, they'll win this, man. I think they'll win this. Yeah, I'm going to go 2-1. I think United win this one 2-1.
You're going 2-1, yeah. Matisse, over to
you. In fact, no, 3-1. Let me go 3-1. Fuck it, man.
I think I need to give more credit to Aston Villa. Obviously, we've played them twice now in the last few weeks, and they've been brilliant. You know, they beat Everton 3-0 last weekend. They played us in the cup with their B team, and they kept us to a penalty shootout. Yes, we beat them 3-0 at the Bridge, but I watched the game and they were very, very good in the first half. Ings and Watkins up front as a front two are very dangerous. Martinez will come back in goal. Their backup goalkeeper wasn't great. But Villa plays some good stuff, man. They're a difficult team to play against. And I think, you know, Man United have had good form in the league, but again, they haven't been playing well. And I don't know how long that can ride out before they are penalised with some sort of poor result. So I'm going to go 1-1.
They got Leon Bailey as well, boys. Lucky Manchester United.
Yeah, he got him with Raheem Sterling the other day.
Why is he out of it?
Sorry,
huh? Why is he out of the game?
I'm sure I see this. He's out for a bit of a period. I see it online.
I'm not
wrong, though. Let the chat know.
He came on against Everton and absolutely smashed it. I think he got a goal and assist or something, and then had to be subbed back off.
Yeah, I see that.
I was thinking you literally just changed the game. Why are you going off? But
that's why. Well, I'm going 3-1 as well. I put it down before the prediction started. I'm sticking with 3-1, especially if Bailey's out as well. Steve.
2-1 United, I think.
2-1 United, yeah?
Yeah. I think they beat Villa.
2-1. Cool. And now we do move on to Man City, Chelsea, Man City this weekend. The start of a mad week for you, Steve, in terms of fixtures. Chelsea, PSG, and then Liverpool.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough week for us. We know that. Got a little bit more confidence back. The fact that Laporte, Rodri, and Stones have travelled with a squad. We didn't think they was available, so they might be available. So that's cheered me up a little bit. I think we'll get something tomorrow. I don't think we'll win, but I think we'll get a point. Paris Saint-Germain game, just to go off on that one. Not worried about that. Liverpool next week, I am worried about that. But tomorrow, no, it's going to be a tough game. We know that. Pep's Tuchel. Tuchel's done us 3 times. He's done us in the big one as well. Pep's got a... He's a human being, so he's got to have something in the locker where he wants revenge. So I'm quietly optimistic of getting summit tomorrow. I'm going to go there. I'm enjoying it. I'm looking forward to the game. If we come away from a point tomorrow, I'll be happy.
Well, you're more nervous. You're more nervous about Liverpool than Chelsea tomorrow.
Yeah. It's the Anfield thing. When the fans are in there, we never seem to turn up. Never. Even when we were miles better than them, we never turned up. And then last year, when there's no fans there, we go and dust them off the park. So it's just a weird thing at Anfield. It's always been that way for years. We sit since Nicholas Anelka scored there and we won like 10, 11, 12 years ago. We just can't get over the line there. But Chelsea, we're more than capable of going Chelsea tomorrow and steaming them over. And then, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I just don't see us coming away with nothing tomorrow.
Yeah. Say nothing.
I hope you're right, bro. I hope you're right.
It's going to be a funny game, man. You know what I mean? It's, you know, they call it oil derby, but at the minute, man, there's hardly any petrol about, man. So, you know, it could be a sticky one.
I'm panicking about that. I drove up here today. I've got half a tank left. I ain't getting me home, mate. And I looked at the garage across the road before.
Call
and shake, man. There's Steve in the chat.
If anyone's got a couple of cans of beer in London and they want to sell them, just give us a shout, yeah?
Call the Shake Hillside out.
Yeah. No, he needs to.
Are you saying, Matisse, you're going to stick your neck on the line, you're going to start shooting, or are you going
to... No, I'm not going to shoot. It's, for me, it's been refreshing, obviously, for Man City. Like I was saying to Big Steve on his channel, Man City, as a collective, have been a lot more humble coming into this fixture than the last few times we faced them. So it's just been nice to soak it in. For me personally, I've always respected the Man City team whenever we come up against them. I know it's going to be difficult. I did it for the Champions League final. So I think for us, I'm confident that we're going to win, but the key for me is the midfield battle. We've always done well recently with that midfield battle. I think Kante, Kova, Jorginho as a three could probably all start together. So it might be a 3-5-2. I know a lot of people are going to come and say, oh, that's mad defensive. I don't care. Do you know what I mean? I'm only interested in 3 points. Since when did people start caring? To be honest, like, winning football is winning football, whether it's pragmatic, defensive, attacking. If you win titles, that's all that really everybody gives a shit about here. So whatever way we need to set up to beat Man City, we need to do it. I think they've averaged around 60%+ possession every single game. We obviously like to have the ball as well. But I think playing transition would actually suit us because Kante, Kova like to carry the ball. Werner, if he starts in a front two of Lukaku, they're good on the break, running into space as well. So I wouldn't mind actually sacrificing some of the ball and hitting them in transition and picking them off. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. A little bit nervous now because it is a big game. And we've had by far the biggest and most difficult start to the season out of everyone here. So if we win this match, and we played Liverpool, we played Tottenham, Arsenal, and now City. The only team we haven't played is Man United. And Aston Villa are a difficult team as well. So if we win this match, and we are, you know, level on points at the top at the end of the weekend, it's a great start. So I'll go 2-0, I think, with this one.
So you don't think Man City are going to score?
No, because our defence, I mean, that's the one thing I am confident about is our ability to keep a clean sheet. Our defence is brilliant. And Man City are struggling with goals. They drew 0-0 last week. They failed to score against you lot. They obviously peppered Norwich, but, you know, they haven't got a proper striker. And our defence, for me, is the best defence in the world right now. So I'm confident. As long as we keep it tight at the back, we just have to nick a goal. So, yeah.
2-0.
Yeah, 2-0. I think we'll get the early goal, or we'll get the first goal. Then they'll come out of their shell. They'll start attacking. And then we'll pick them off for a counter in the last 10 minutes. But it's not going to be a comfortable 2-0. It'll be a tight game.
My thing, though, is Pep, why can't Pep just adopt a similar tactic to last season? Last season, they picked you off on the counter.
When did they pick us off? They lost all their games.
At Stamford Bridge. Is this at Stamford Bridge?
I'm not talking about Lampard. Come on, get real now. What the hell are we doing here? Is this a new team?
I don't care if you're talking about Lampard or Tuchel. Last season is last season. All I'm saying is...
It's not the same defence. It's not the same
defence. I never said it.
There's absolutely no comparison.
I didn't mention Chelsea. I didn't mention you, so stop getting defensive. I said,
so what are you talking about then?
I've said Pep could just play the same way he played last season and play on the break. Because you're saying against you. They picked you off on the counter-attack.
But that's what I'm saying. Your point, it doesn't make any sense because we didn't play the same formation. There's no real comparison with the team we played at Stamford Bridge last season.
I am not comparing the teams. I'm literally talking about Pep's tactics. You're expecting Man City to dominate possession, yes. But you're the home side. For you to think that you're just going to sit there and just play on the counter at home.
I'm not saying we're going to play up like some sort of Conte negative football. But what I'm saying is that Man City, when do you ever see Man City sit back and counter? Are they even suited to
last
do
season?
That? Like their last midfield. Look at their midfield. They don't have any. They played a four at the back. I'm talking about now with the three at the back that we've got. You're countering, but you're still coming up against a potential five block. So you're not really countering against much. The way that our defensive shape is, you're not really outnumbering us in that way. We don't throw men forward.
Bro, I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying that Pep can also adopt the more pragmatic approach because he's done it before and it's paid dividends. That's all I'm trying to say. You're getting defensive and saying, oh, Lampard.
I just don't think they have the team.
All I'm talking about is Pep's tactics.
I just don't think they have the team.
I know.
I just don't think they have the team to do that because if you look at their injuries, they've got Ake in defence. I wouldn't want to go defensive.
But didn't Steve say Laporte's back?
This is why we need Chelsea to lose, man. Chelsea are getting too confident, I think, man. I think Chelsea fans are getting a bit too... I think they need humbling. Does anyone not agree with me? I think Chelsea... Even though I don't want City to win...
Oh, sorry. Man. Was it me singing about quadruple a couple weekends ago?
No. Hold on.
I'll be nice to you, but you want to roll.
No,
because every day this is a big six, you know what I mean? That's because you had a, that's because of you treated to Korean food by Stevia, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean? They ate like kinks.
Yeah, yeah,
there was more, there was more meat on the table than Matisse's body.
What?
Oh, more meat on the table than Matisse's body.
Well, that was interesting. Yeah, the comments decided that comment should
be was interesting.
You know what I'm saying? I think you might have screwed yourself over there, Black Poppy.
No, listen. If that's the way you want to, if that's the way you want to,
listen. You said it.
That's you. I'm talking about your body fat. Bro. I'm not talking about you. If you want to think something different, you are very, very dirty and disgusting. That's all.
Yeah, that's when you get involved in beef.
Right, I think that it's another time for the calma. Do you know what I mean?
I think that game's gonna be difficult, man. I think it's gonna be difficult for City because that Matisse, annoyingly, Matisse said something, and I was on mute, and I really wanted to say something back. But you can't really say. He said that Chelsea defensively are like arguably the best team in the world, and like there's a debate to be had around that as well. When you look at the start they've had this season and their defensive record in 2021 as a whole. So I'm just looking at Man City now, and it's this type of game where you literally just want someone to stand up. But I'm just taking solace in the fact that Man City beat Chelsea last year at that ground without a striker. So let's see what happens this time round.
AA says, Big Steve, is it true Man City are building a brand new stadium that is capable of holding 200? Listen, we've heard it. Steve, what was you thinking about Tolges? Because I had you on mute then. I didn't hear what you said last time, Matt, but I see you wanted
about
to speak. What Tolges just said.
I was too busy looking at that Snide super chat. Thanks for the
£4.99. I know, because as soon as one of them chats out you, Steve, I know it can get messy. But listen, what are you saying? Because Matisse said 2-0 for prediction, so you might as well round it with a prediction as well.
I'm going 1-1, and I'll be happy with that. I think the City fans will be happy with that. We're just not quite getting into rhythm just yet, but it's coming. If we win tomorrow, which we're capable of doing, it'll be peak for us, you know what I mean? It's a great scalp. But I think we'll score tomorrow. I think it'll be 1-1. And I think we're ready for this week coming now.
1-1. Boogeyman says, Tobes just loves starting shit. He has no control over. And I can't even read this one out, but love for the super chat. It's all
ridiculous.
Man said it's ridiculous.
Gen Z are doing some weird shit in their houses. If that's where their mind goes, and the same can be said for some people in this panel as well. No name.
No, listen, man. Oh, you said something about, you know what I mean, last time. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a bit of a mad one.
Oh, okay.
It's a bit of a repetition going on, bro. What's going on?
Tom? What repetition are you talking about?
I don't know, man.
You're a dickhead for that. I swear to God.
Since you've been greasy, yo, something's going on, Tom. What's going on? You all right, yeah?
Who you on about? Don't chat shit, please. Don't play with me.
maybe it's just a North London derby pressure. I don't know, man. You feel me? But anyway, the thing is with me, yeah, for the league to be entertaining, Chelsea have to lose tomorrow.
Are you saying that you want City to win as Man United supporter?
No, I'm not saying that. No. I'm not saying that, but Chelsea are pissing me off because they look.
Shahid, I'm with you. I'm with you, my G. 100%. Nah, Matisse.
We haven't won a title. Why are we pissing you off? We ain't done.
You've just won the fucking Champions League. What are you on about?
It's just a light thing. It's just a light thing. Little.
Matisse, that's patronising, and you know that's patronising.
Yeah, man. You like this, man.
Here's the thing. Nah, do you want me to tell you what though, Shahid? Just to try and give us a little.
James, you got 6 in them, bro. You got 6 in them, bro. That's.
I know we've got loads, but I want more. Feed me more. Right back. Matisse, your boss, lads. Matisse, your boss. You deserve success, but fuck everyone else. At the end of the day, Chelsea, it's in my blood to not really like them. It's just be all and end all. And another thing, I do believe, and again, Saeed, this is just to try and give me and you a little tidgy glimmer of hope. I do believe the way that Chelsea can be beat
is if Man City's defence is on point. Trust me. Yeah. Because when you look at big chances created, Liverpool, I think, have created the most in the league. City have created the second most with like 19 or 18. And then Chelsea are there with about 11. But because they've got Lukaku who can score them goals, it kind of evens it out. But Lukaku is, I say only, this is still boss, but he's going to score about 25 to maybe like 26, 27 goals. There and thereabouts. That in means league, he doesn't score every game. The league.
You think he's going to score 25 to 27?
Like 25-ish. He's a baller, yeah. Toby. It's just one of them things.
I'm not going to lie to you.
All right, then. 20 to 25. Either way, in that perimeter, that means he doesn't score every game. Otherwise, if Lukaku doesn't score, there's not bags of goals in that Chelsea team. And I'm not trying to say that they're bad at attacking, but they're much better at defending. And their attack isn't as good as other sides. So if you can nullify them going forward, then there's a very good chance that you can at least nick a result. And a draw is the most likely result. But either way, though, a few draws could still make sure that other teams like me, Liverpool, we can go based and forward in this title charge, mate. And I'm praying every source of my fibre, whatever that means, that you're going to drop points. End of. I'm going to say 1-1.
You got 1-1. What did Grizz say? Let me quickly get Grizz's run. He said 2-1 Chelsea. So Grizz is going with Chelsea, nicking it 2-1. I put 1-1 now. I put 1-1. So Saeed and Tobes left. Saeed, go with you first.
The thing is, man, I think we have to be sensible here because at the end of the day, I don't want that hot chili. You feel me? But I pray that, for me, Chelsea lose because at the end of the day, it's about thinking about the bigger picture. You know, because if Chelsea go on a mad one, but I just can't see it, man. And I'm going with Chelsea 1-0. Can't see it. Their defence is too immaculate, man. Like, I've never seen a team defend as animals. It feels like, for me, it's like the Mourinho era again with Terry and Cavalio. They're just animals, man. And, you know what I mean? Them man need to put in a cage or something, man, because, you know what I mean? They're rattling everywhere, mate. So, but yeah, Chelsea 1-0. And yeah, Matisse, you can put that smirk away, man. You know what I mean? Like, chill out, yeah? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. We need to have Matisse to be humbled, man. It's too... I think the big six lately, man, it's getting a bit too comfortable for you, man. I think we need to see...
It's not even comfortable. You know what I mean? No, not even. Not even. Because, like I said, to use your words, until we win the Premier League, if we win the Premier League, then nothing's happened. Do you know what I mean? So, we haven't won it since 2017.
Just say that Champions League didn't happen, yeah. But, yeah.
It did, but it came for a sack in mid-season. I'm talking about long-term sustainable success, which is what Liverpool and Man City have managed to do for the last few years. And if we're going to do that, then first of all, we need to keep Tuchel in charge for as long as possible and show some stability. But second of all, the players that I'm giving so much praise right now, they need to show that they can now do it over a whole campaign. And I think they can. They've got a top manager now. But until we win, until we actually, you know, win it, I'm still firmly, you know, in you know, feet on the ground. I'm just confident because my team is playing defensively. Like I said, good defenses win titles, and the team is ridiculous defensively. It's just the attack they need to fix up.
Yeah,
no, that's fair.
I think Steve's having some trouble. Here. Just bringing us
Steve stuff, Steve. Now, do you know what, though, Matisse? I think there's a lot to what you've just said there as well, to be dead honest with you, my mate. Like, even Tuchel, I think he's shown since he's came in, he can win a string of games in the Premier League. Like, it's not really hard for him because he's got the right system there. Do you know what I mean? You are the hardest team to beat. That is the label that you can label with Chelsea. They might not win they have been winning every single game, but they might start seeing a few bad patches, but you're still going to be the hardest team to beat. End of story, because that's just the way you set out.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard, man. It's going to be difficult.
I'm going to. Your prediction.
Is De Bruyne and Foden, are they fit to start?
Yeah, I think they are
back. Yeah, I think they're back. They've got a couple injuries elsewhere, but they're all on the team bus, so confusing.
Yeah, I know, but like, how many times has Pep lost to Chelsea? Like three times in a row.
Hasn't got a great track record, to be fair. Probably something I'm not taking into consideration as much.
For free throw to Tuchel,
yeah. And their record at Stamford Bridge ain't even that good as well, man.
Crowd's back as well.
Not that means anything with your plastic fan base, but yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. It wasn't my fan base that had Ed Sheeran playing music outside their stadium when you was doing
it. No, it's right. It's your fan base singing monkey chants and chucking a black man off a train.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
That's your fan base, bro.
Bloody hell. What? And that doesn't go for all fan bases.
Out of nowhere.
Bloody hell. Is that not all fan bases? Is that not all fan bases?
Anyway, I'm going for...
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jeez.
Toby's on a mad one today, though.
Bloody hell.
I'm going for... Fuck's sake, I'm going for a Chelsea win. I can't believe this.
After all that, he's still going for a fucking Chelsea win. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Jesus. Jesus. Chelsea fans, what are we saying in the chat with that one? Bloody hell.
Jeez.
He's taken some serious generalization shots at my fan base. I don't know if I can have that. I might have to step up because Steve wasn't letting it happen with the ground at the stadium the other night.
Step up, then.
I mean, if we look at racial incidents, if we look at the chart, in terms of which fan base does it the most often, do Chelsea always sit at the top of that, or is it sometimes other fan bases as well?
Chelsea sit at the top.
Have you checked that data, or are you just saying that because you've got an agenda?
It's literally in the news, bro.
What? So because it's covered on the news, it means that they're top of the data?
No. I'm saying that in terms of high profile racial incidents at games, you have been the leading example in a bad way.
No, I wouldn't say the leading example. One of them. But again, have you checked the data?
This very same fixture.
Have you checked the data? Yeah, I'm aware of it.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Have you checked the data?
What data, bro?
I'm sure there's reported incidents and it would be...
Expected racial abuses.
Jesus Christ.
What am I meant to check?
this brother today... Oh,
stats are going to a whole nother. You've got expected goals and expected rate. Do you know what? I just think that was a little bit of a mad response myself, because I just think every fan base in their own little ways do have their own incidents. Like, listen, there's a lot of things that happen in my fan base that I'm not proud of, that I certainly do not associate myself with them. I just stay on the football side of things. It's just a lot easier.
From the moment you're generalizing and saying it's a Chelsea fan base issue, when I know for a fact it goes on in other fan bases, it's just
poor. I never said it doesn't go on
that. Right, then. There's no point saying it then, because it happens in everything. You know it's a society issue, not a fan base issue, in my opinion. You go to Top Reds, you go to... I mean, Saeed, do you not take racial abuse from Manchester United fans at some point?
Yeah, of course.
Pretty sure every fan base, especially the older generation, you're going to have issues with racial abuse.
They do.
Right, then.
But we were talking about Spurs and Chelsea, so I mentioned it for Chelsea. What's the problem?
All right.
Anyway. Really hard. The loss last week is still there, man.
Screw! One of them ones, you know.
I'm mad. So what are we saying?
Enough of the Derby pressure, man.
Hmm?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Yeah,
I said 1-0.
Where did you go? I didn't write it down. But no, you were about to say your prediction, and you said you're going for a Chelsea win.
Yeah, 2-1.
2-1. Say no more. Well, obviously that's one big game at the top end of the Big Six. But you know, we've got another Big Six game more so at the bottom end.
Rudiger, 3-0 Chelsea.
Look at him, he's back on the pina coladas.
Yeah, man.
I love Keane, I think he's a fantastic player.
Harry Kane's going to get the winner.
Sorry, but
what the fuck is this about?
Is this even a dog?
Thank you.
Rüdiger, McCutry.
I don't see a 1-0, I don't see a touchy game. I see goals.
What do you mean I never get got? In that video there, I'm the one that's talking crud about we're going to get goals.
All of the dirt is on me. It's on me, bro.
What's on you? The last two losses. Of course that's on you. Who else is that going to be on?
Oh, my God.
So what are we saying then, London Derby?
Fuck me.
We've spoken about this a million times. I'm not confident. I'm not going to lie to you. I ain't confident, but I'm going for a draw, man. I'll go for a draw, like a 2-2.
Come on, man. It's a derby, man, Toby.
No, I'm not letting you do this bullshit that you did last season and try and stoke up the fire and draw me out.
It's a derby.
Those Spurs are going to go there.
You've not seen me celebrate last season. I was in the kitchen dancing, man. Come on, man. It's a derby.
Nah.
You're going to win this.
A little bit of chess, Toby. Come on.
No.
You were talking, you know, what I mean? Not even a little bit of bigging. Not a little bit. 2-1. No. I dare you. Now, come on. No. Where did Arsenal going to get two goals? No, seriously, let's talk about it now. Yeah, not even take us. No disrespect, my mate. Where do Arsenal get goals?
He scores one against one against Norwich and Burnley each in each of those games. Otherwise, they don't really look like a creative threat. They don't really look like they've got a system. I think Spurs are harder to beat myself. And they've got more quality when it comes to man for man. And I know that Harry Kane hasn't really turned up and Newman's son hasn't really. But, like, still, you know what I mean? You've got more quality than Arsenal Football Club doing. That's why I think that you'll have enough to win the game. I know that he's had the two losses. One of them, you had a lot of injuries and that. But overall, I reckon you can do it.
This is why I'm shocked you're upset, Tobes. You know I'm predicting an Arsenal win this weekend. And I know you're not going to predict a Tottenham win. So you should be happy. You should be thinking Monday it might be my turn for them clips. I don't get it often, but this weekend I think we're going to do you.
But we know. Oh, it's Irish. We know one win in 21 years. I think you predicting a win is not like, oh, it's a mad thing. You're the home side, bro. And it's a North London derby.
Yeah, but if Tottenham beat us at the Emirates, are you what?
Yeah, if Tottenham beat, if we beat you, I'm coming for your head for sure.
Okay, for sure. That's the Toby I want to see, man.
If we beat you, I'm coming for your head, but I don't think we're going to beat you. But I'm coming anyway. I found a ticket.
Toby, can I ask you a question, Toby, my mate? I was just going to ask, are you not confident based on recent performances? Are you not confident based on recent results against Arsenal? Like, what is it mainly?
I'm not confident because Spurs are trash.
Okay. That was going to be the fair one, by the way. And that's fine.
I'm not confident because... And everyone will be like, Toby...
Can't argue with that.
You're this, you're that. Bro, we've won once in 21 years there, bro.
Arsenal are great.
I never said they are, but Spurs don't do well there. We lose our head when we
this is one of
so a little bit of everything.
This is one of your best chances ever.
Says, a little bit of everything.
We've been hearing that for like 5 seasons now, bro.
Two years in a row.
Harry Kane has the most goals in this fixture.
Go on.
Kane hasn't scored a goal in open play at the Emirates in 6 years. Yeah. I keep telling people this and they don't want to listen to me. When I tell people that mentally some of our players they really crumble in this fixture, no one wants to take me in. We blow 2-0 leads there. We've gone 2-0 up at that ground twice in the last 10 years. And the first one we got hammered 5-2.
New manager though. We lost new manager. 2-2.
What do you mean who's our manager?
Harry Redknapp. What's your away form been like this season?
We scraped the 1-0 against Wolves. We got battered against Palace 3-0. Like,
yeah. My thing is what I like about the North. I think for me personally, the North London derby is the best derby in the league.
Oh, facts,
in
terms of the Premier League. Facts.
I'll be real with you, man. In terms of entertainment, entertainment. Yeah, entertainment. You know the pre-match vibes. The pre-match gas, you know what I mean? I think it's one of the best because I think our one, it kind of always like, you know, sometimes a bit of a nil-nils, a few big nil-nils a day. It's not, the hype doesn't always build up to the kind of thing. But I think the North London derby, and form goes out the window. Form does go out the window. The only thing is that I think Finger's got to let the leash, man. He's got to let them play. And Ndombele has to be in the game. And Ndombele, for me, if he's in that game, he'll cause Partey and Lokonga problems. But it's the way... He sets up Nuno. He's got to let the leash go. He's got to say to the players, right, let's go ball out. Let's believe we're the best in North London. You know what I mean? And we've got players that can hurt them. It's an open game. I can't call it, you know.
That's
really
what I'm saying. This
it.
Is why this conversation's mad to me because it's or this conversation sounding like Tottenham. Like, got,
no,
know,
I'm not saying we're going to get back. I ain't saying we're going to get back, but I can't stick my neck out for a win. I just can't.
It's like a YouTube boxing match, innit? Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got the actual boxing matches, which is high level and it's high skill. This is like a YouTube boxing match. We're all going to tune in because it's going to be entertaining. But it's really just two shitheads going at it one-on-one. Let's be real. Both teams are very, very average.
Let me just address that super chat because it just obviously came off the screen. That was a profiler of Callum, right, from Coppish. So I'm guessing he's a Liverpool fan. That's the equivalent of me saying that the Liverpool fan base is racist because of Suarez. Like, can you use your brains, people? You give individuals accountability for their actions. You don't tarnish, generalize a group of people because one person's actions have been incorrect. That is his issue. That's nothing to do with the whole fan base. So again, that is just a stupid comment, unfortunately. And again, cheating happens in every part of football. I'm not even going to bother getting into that. So yeah, I just wanted to just respond to that.
Fair enough, lads. Lads, score, lad.
I told you, I need to watch this video. I'm going to watch this video tonight. I'm not going to lie to you. Cecil, send me the link. I might need that. I might need that.
We need a big six special, man. We need a big
that's
six.
That's what we need to do. I think we need to do challenges amongst the big six, you know. So we
need to score
for that. Oh, that's a national break. So when we do that, we'll go do some footy as well.
Love that. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, that would be sick. That would be sick. Because I haven't played football in years as well, so now I want to see what's going on.
It'll give you the reason to get the fire.
Trying to get the excuses in now, yeah. Like yeah. I said, I don't have my contact lenses. It's a wrap.
What's Ziggy saying? Ziggy predicted a 2-0 in his last Super Chat. He's saying Arsenal have too many youngsters who don't understand the pressure of North London derby. So I genuinely think Spurs have a chance and Harry Kane has a point to prove.
That's a big one. Harry Kane.
The youngsters front, though, Saka and Emil, even though there are youngsters, they probably know more than anyone else in the squad what the North London derby means because they came through and they're London based. And who else in the squad would? Kieran Tierney, I guess, would from afar, but they don't live it. They don't breathe it. At the end of the day, growing up at Arsenal, you live and breathe that rivalry. So I get you on one hand, but on the other hand, they are who I'm looking at to start, especially Saka. And I expect a big game from Saka on Sunday. His season hasn't really kicked off, obviously. He had a great Euro tournament. It didn't end well. And the backlash from it, obviously, you know, it could take an effect on anyone. So especially a young footballer in the limelight like he is in. I'm hoping this match, and I think it will be this match that he kicks on. That's why I'm quietly confident. Form goes out the window, but at the same time, I look at what I said to you, Tobes. I look at the Arsenal team now and... If Arteta, I can only predict one thing. I'm going with a 2-1 Arsenal win, yeah? But I'm going to tell you guys now, if Xhaka starts that game, then I'm not predicting an Arsenal win, I'll be honest. But I have to go with a prediction. I'm going with 2-1. So if Xhaka starts...
You know he's going to start.
Huh?
He's going to start.
But that would be silly. He's not match fit. He hasn't played for like 3-4 weeks.
He's Arteta.
This is Arteta we're talking about. He's a terrible, bro. He loves a good bit of Granit Xhaka.
He does, and that's the problem.
I don't think he'll start, you know.
I don't...
He'll slow the game down fucking immensely if he does. And that's why, for your sake, Turkish, that I hope he doesn't, but I just have a feeling that he will. You know what I mean? Match fitness goes out the window when it comes to managers like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and Mikel Arteta. You know, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer played Rashford for about 8 months when he was injured. And Arteta, I just don't think his man management is great. I think he's proven that time and time again.
Yeah. Where's Big Steve gone? His internet is not, you know, it's not cutting it. He's at the hotel. He forgot his laptop, so he's not going to log back in because it's lagging and he's causing a crackling sound and the audio is messed. So we'll continue like this. I'm going to get his predictions as well. Steve, I know you're watching, so you need to send in your predictions for Arsenal, Tottenham and Brentford.
He didn't pay the bill, man. He didn't pay the bill. Bloody hell, Steve.
I think
he's staying in nice hotels.
What do we think of Aubameyang? I mentioned it on three different platforms now. Like, I think we need to have a conversation about Aubameyang. Like, what does everyone think is up with him?
I mean, there seems to be
this is a whole new chat, man. They're trying to do this today.
I mean, there seems to be this weird, like, what position should he play in? Is it up front? Is it left wing? From what I remember at Dortmund and at Arsenal when he was scoring goals as well, he did predominantly come off the left wing and make inverted runs opposite to what Walcott did on the other flank. And scored goals. And if you get a striker that has good link-up play and can feed off, then you get goals. But then some Arsenal fans are saying he should start up front. But, you know, even when he does start up front, he's not great. I don't know. I don't want to say he's finished, but I think he has lost a little yard of pace as well. He's definitely, you know, lost a little bit. But I don't know. Maybe it's a mental blockage. I think he probably maybe needs a new challenge as well. I think he's got maybe a bit comfortable. He's on a lot of money now. There is no challenge in terms of trophies. Where's the motivation? If you're looking at Aubameyang, a player that was challenging for golden boots and doing all these things, but he hasn't got any trophies to show for it because he didn't really win much at Dortmund, hasn't won anything at Arsenal. And he's now logged himself into this contract where, yeah, he's on great money, but he's not winning anything. Where's the drive, the motivation, the perseverance to go and kick on again and do something in your career? And you know what I mean? Where's the hunger? That's what I would question right now is the mentality.
But do you not think, like, again, I think I do agree that, like, physically, I feel like he's maybe lost a little bit. He's losing something. But do you not think that the system that he's playing in also needs to be factored into consideration as well?
Because, of course it does. Of course it does.
I mean, he's playing for a manager who loves defense. Like, he's spent more money on defenders than he has done attackers for Arsenal. Correct me if I'm wrong. And this is a manager who just can't really get your team like firing across all cylinders. Like, I'm not making an excuse for Aubameyang because I think he needs to do his thing and he needs to pattern up and play like a 375 bags a week player. But he's always been a service striker, and I feel like the supply line has just been worse and worse and worse over the years for Arsenal.
That's what it is. It's the supply line. But
hang on.
Yeah, on one hand, spending the majority of money on the defence, I guess there's an argument to be made that that was a necessity because we was a bit of a joke at the back, but it's at the detriment of our attack and transition. As much as he spent a lot on the defence, he spent nothing on the Partey, but he's maintained Xhaka, and that holds it back a lot. Even down to this summer, getting rid of players, Lacazette. We could have got 10, 15 for him this summer, surely. Nketiah, we could have got 10 mil for him this summer, surely. Maitland-Niles, 10 mil, surely. But we don't do these things. These players end up leaving for free. That's my biggest problem with what Arteta and Edu are doing. Because with the players, as much as Ben White has been iffy in some moments, in some games, I'm still willing to find out because he's not Rob Holding to me. Rob Holding is finished. Rob Holding's made so many mistakes that I can reel them off to you now. Same with Xhaka, same with Chambers, same with there's enough players. There's more El Nene, there's more than enough to reel through. At least now I'm seeing a different team. But it's Arteta holding that team back, in my opinion, now. But yeah. I'm still going 2-1. Saeed, what are you going with?
I'm gonna go with Arsenal to win 2-1. I think Arsenal look rejuvenated, and it sounds mad. I don't, Arsenal fans, don't come at me. Oh, da, da, da. I'm just saying, you're looking rejuvenated. You're looking a bit more kind of like the settled team now. And I think if you win this, who would have thought it, man? Level on points with Tottenham. You had a great start to the season. So I think it'll be Arsenal 2-1. I think they run North London. You know what I mean? They don't really run much else, but they run North London. So, you know,
once upon a time, we was running shit, my bro. Don't ever forget.
Once upon a time, man. And the story,
like you lot, once upon a time,
us lot. You know what I mean? You don't have to say this to me.
Like, 10 minutes ago, you was playing for League Cup, and now you're coming here saying, who run Manchester?
Chill out, man.
Tell me now who run Manchester.
Nah, but they run it into the trophies, but you know what I mean? If we're talking about Derby Day Cups, you know what I mean? We're there up
and
there.
And how many trophies does Tottenham have?
Why do you have to bring Spurs into it?
No, because he's... What do you mean?
Man. Why rattle Turkish, man? Just relax. Just talking about Arsenal. Listen, once upon a time, you know what I mean? anyway. Listen, I'm predicting Arsenal win. And
So all that talk earlier on where you're trying to gas me up and gaslight me...
Yeah, because you sucked the life out of me, man. You sucked the life out of me, man. You know what I mean? I tried to back you, and then you just say to me, now, nah, man. I don't want you back.
You don't have to back me. Back the team, innit? Back the team.
Yeah, but you just, you know, you create that aura around Tottenham that it's you can't go near there, man. Like, I don't even want to visit Tottenham now. You know what I mean?
Now you're just taking a mic.
I'm being honest with you. Yeah. I just think for me, Tottenham are in a bit of a predicament, but I still think anything can happen at Derby Day. 2-1 is not a kind of result where it's, you know, you're out of the game. And I know it's, you know, it's a close game, so it could go either way, but I think it will go Arsenal's way. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Grizz agrees with me. He says 1-0. That was his prediction. I'm waiting on Steve's. James, what would be your prediction be?
To be honest, I'm going to go with a Spurs win all the way. I think, you know, there's a route for Arsenal to become a decent team there. They've got a ball-playing centre-back in Ben White. Then if you got... Because the thing is, the way Liverpool play, the way we attack so well, it always starts from the defence. We've got Virgil van Dijk, who can play up from the back better than any of them. Fabinho, who's a great ball-playing midfielder. And that is what gets the ball to the Mohamed Salahs and the Sadio Manes and whatnot of this world. And they do what they do. I will admit, Aubameyang's finishing has been poor, man. It's been poor at many, many times. But at the same time, you know he's still a striker and he still looks for goals. And I don't know if Z is somewhat out of Arsenal right now, but I do believe if you just can build up the play...
What is that?
It's you, Saeed, lads. Oh,
what's with the pink and all that? who's clipped that already?
Skullfuggery.
Already,
yeah. Skullfuggery.
I told Skullfuggery when it comes to Saeed, that's I want funny, a movie. That makes... I don't want a clip. I want a movie.
Yeah, Skullfuggery. You know, we can come out anytime, B. So you know what I mean. We're looking to.
I respect it, Skullfuggery, man.
Nah, you've got more quality, lads. You've got more quality than Arsenal. So I'm gonna say 2-1. 2-1.
2-1 Tottenham. Tob, you predicted 1-1. Am I right?
2-2.
Oh, 2-2.
Are you going to change yours to 3-1 now? 2-2? Because you've been giving everyone different score predictions this week.
Who?
You.
Me, I'm sticking 2-1.
He's got to walk before 2-1. He can run, so he'll be fucking hell. You know what I mean? He needs to predict his team to win before he starts saying 3-1 and whatnot.
Yeah, 2-1, Toby. I'm sticking to it.
Who's going to score?
Huh?
Who's going to score?
Man said, "Who's gonna score? I don't care who scores, bro. As long as we score." Ramsdale for all.
You're not in a situation to be picking your favorite goal scorer for the day.
Matisse, what are you saying? Hey, wait. Actually, Steve sent his in. He's saying 2-0 Arsenal. Matisse, over to you.
Tough one, man, because neither team are playing very well, but they're getting by. This actually kind of has a 0-0 written all over it, isn't it? Because both teams don't score a bundle of goals. And not pretty to watch either team. Although, I guess maybe I maybe want to try and split that. The thing is, North London derbies used to be quite exciting. There were 4-4s, David Bentley from the halfway line, Jermaine Genius on the break, you know.
But don't you think they are still exciting now, though?
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm questioning if this one's going to be exciting.
I think they're exciting. I just think the teams are dead. No
this
doubt.
One.
But I think that the games are still exciting.
This one's lining up to be a bore fest. I think this one might be the one that breaks the mold.
This is what I had in the back of my mind as well. Because I'm like, if I really thought about it, based on how both teams are playing, it smells like a smelly, like a stinky draw. But I want an entertaining win. Or at the very least, a draw. That's what I want.
Yeah. I'm going to go 0-0, I think.
I just want to win, to be honest. I don't even care if it's jammy. Like, just give me a win, man.
Yeah. I'm going to go 0-0. No, I don't think I've predicted a 0-0 ever, but I'm going to go 0-0 for this one, yeah.
0-0, yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to go against the grain.
A couple of little predictions there. You know, are you taking the foot of the gas on the predictions table or what? What's going on?
Who, me?
Yeah, man. He's gone for a 1-1.
Well, Grizz has pulled up a nice lead, doesn't he? To be fair, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, but
Sechus, am I the only one who predicted Spurs?
Yeah.
Was I? That surprises me. That I know Spurs haven't been great over recent weeks.
I think Harry Kane, isn't it? It's like he's not turned up yet. So
yeah, true.
Yeah. I think Arsenal's defense might be again. I don't want to be too reactionary, but the defense that they lined up with, there's no Bellerin now. You know, there's no Chambers holding. The defense that they put out last weekend was actually, it was decent.
Tommy Yasu, man.
Yeah, there's something to work with. I think, you know, whether Arteta can bring it out of them if he's a good enough coach, that's something that I'm obviously not going to back. But in terms of the actual players in that back four, there's something there to work on. They're all young. There's potential. So, yeah.
Yeah, and these are the games that's going to, you know, in essence, tell us what they're all about. You know, Burnley and Norwich are one thing, and yes, we got clean sheets there, but Tottenham's a whole different ballgame. You're coming up against different quality, so that's why I want to see Ben White again and Gabriel's partnership. But that's it. Predictions all done. Over to you, James, for Liverpool. Well, Brentford, Liverpool. You lot are away to Brentford.
Oh, we're going to smash them, mate. Listen, I have respect for like man like Ivan Tony, who I think is one of the most, you know, clinical strikers in the league. Boss. But he is, though, lad. You know what I mean? Ivan Tony's boss. Low key, Ivan Tony might want to join Arsenal. You never doubt it, but you never know, dog. Never know.
He'd love to join Arsenal, trust me.
Deep down, it was one of them in the interview. It was like he was kind of hinting it, but then he kind of realised he was hinting it. No, he's quality. Even in Brian Mbeumo, I don't know if you are too much onto him. He's quality, man. On the ball, his technique is quality. So I think he's going to cause us a few problems. He could cause our fullbacks a few problems. But overall, as long as we just do what we've been doing, move the ball quick, still have quality set pieces because season on season we've got better at them. And I think we'll just have too much for them. What's been our level this season? It's been lower like league teams. It's been the Norwiches, the Burnleys, the Crystal Palaces.
And we've basically got past them with most ease. So I think it's just going to be a similar one. I'm going to say 2-0.
2-0. And Grizz is going for 2-0. A tighter one. 2-1. That's what
Fish. I have faith in my defence. I have faith in Virgin Joel Matip, who I think have been sensational this season. So it'd be wrong of me to doubt them, to say that they're not going to get a clean sheet.
Tobes, what do you think?
I think Brentford have actually been good defensively as well, man. But I don't know, like...
What is it? 2 goals conceded in 5, I think. But only 5 scored as well.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. Wow. They've been good. Like, when they even went down to 10 against Wolves the other week, like, defensively, they were rock solid, man.
They've got a good coach. Got a very good coach. Yeah, they
do. I think it's going to be a difficult game for Liverpool, but I think they'll edge it, man. I'll go for a 1-0 Liverpool win.
I'll take it. One like that.
Yeah, man.
I'll take it.
Matisse?
I think Liverpool win this game 3-0. I just think Salah's in the form of his life right now. He looks like as if he's moving nuts. Like he's moving like as if he's got some demons in him. Do you know what I mean?
Ronaldo joining the league has brought Salah to a whole nother level.
You think so? Is that what it is? Do you think that's
honestly
what it is?
I really think
seen this fanboy, isn't it? That's fine.
Because he knows that he wants to be the best. Salah knows he turns up to the party.
Do you know what?
Later.
If he does outscore Ronaldo, that's a match. Do you know what I mean? That's a big statement. So
he'll be furious. Salah didn't outscore Kane last season. Salah has made himself accustomed to winning Golden Boots since he joined the Premier League. Yeah. Best believe with the improvements of his creative game, as well as the fact he's tracking back better than most wingers, if not all wingers in the league.
Sometimes he's covering. If Trent's not there, he's getting back to right back and winning the ball back. Yeah.
He's a joke. And I do think that has something to do with the fact other teams have really improved around us. So,
I agree with electric. He's the reason why I'm thinking this is going to be so comfortable. Because he's been
brilliant. And then,
let Matisse talk. I'm saying Salah's been keeping my fantasy
team alive.
He's doing your bit.
I pop it and check it. And every time I see points, because he's always getting me points.
Yeah,
I had to pick out of him and Ronaldo this week. I picked Ronaldo. I can't lie. I hope I don't regret it. For
Come on, man.
You've got Matip and Van Dijk. They're both fine and ready to go, isn't it? They're looking
pretty good. Man.
So
they don't receive goals.
There's a solid base, like a real. Is the fullbacks back? Robertson, obviously Trent. They both missed the last Premier League game.
Yeah. Trent was ill before the last game.
It's a wrap. And I like Brentford. They play good football, but you're simply not ready for this.
we've also, even though they've got a good defense, we've created the most big chances in the league. And I know that's only a statistic, but we do create a lot of chances in games. So I don't expect it to be too different in this one.
Yeah. 3-0.
I just feel like. I just feel like the bottom teams are just not testing the big ones at all now. Too much quality.
Quality in the big sides. I agree. Yeah, man.
Man. And the thing is, you can't see a weakness in Liverpool's back line. You know, Matip, for me, is quality. I think, you know, you're looking at Trent, Robertson. You know, I know it sounds bad wishing injuries, but we need a couple of things happening for each other's team to kind of like, you know, for it to go well. Because, you know, before you'd probably say Brentford... Oh, they might cause trouble, but this is a routine win for Liverpool. Routine.
Just that Brentford don't set up to like frustrate and just, you know, they want to play football. From what I've seen, they look like they want to give it a go, and that's exactly what Liverpool are going to capitalize on. Liverpool struggle against your Burnleys and teams that will just sit there and do nothing. So, it's going to be mad.
You know what, though? Just to point out a quick negative out of our team, Crystal Palace, there was a couple of moments where they could have got a goal, even in a few other games as well. Brentford could capitalise and maybe get a goal here, because there's still moments. It happens against AC Milan as well. Moments where we can drop our heads. It's just we're better than the opposition for at least 80 minutes of the game. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. So it depends in that spell of the down.
Same
with
AC Milan, isn't it?
Exactly. If that down spell does cost us, that will be the moment that cost us. But we'll definitely be the better team. No doubt.
James,
we had that with West Ham.
Go onside. Oh, just that.
No, I'll just say we had that with West Ham. And then at the end, quality prevails. You know, everyone's got a lot of depth now. You know, and that's a scary thing. I'm looking forward to the big six games, man. You know what I mean? It's back to old school times now.
Yeah, no, it's not back to old school times, bro.
I mean, three points.
Yeah, it's still a while to go.
No, old school. Miles.
Old to Arsenal and Tottenham.
It's going back to old school Tottenham. You're right, yeah.
Earlier, there was a super chat that said, James, do you agree with Carragher saying Konate reminds him of Nesta?
What?
A bit premature.
You have to say that.
Just a little bit premature. And you know what? Bloody if Carragher is saying that, ambitious. I believe Ibu will be boss, though. I do think he'll be sick, but Nesta was one of the greatest that the game's ever seen, so I'm not going to put him on that level yet, but you never know. You never know.
And Micah here says, Salah is on the verge of doing a 25-goal and 15 assists in the league season, and it's actually looking very good on the eye in terms of creativity.
He's the reason why we got top four last season, for fuck's sake. He's amazing. Last season was his second top scorer.
Let me not say what I want to say.
Nah, go on, so we say it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Even last season was like his second top goal-scoring season for Liverpool since he's joined. You know, bar the first one where he just went on a madness. This season, he looks better in his all-round game. It's not just goals now. It's his all-round game's looking solid. So, yes, that is a joke.
I'm going with 2-0 Liverpool. I'm going with what you said, James, I think. You said 2-0, right?
2-0.
Yeah, I'm going with 2-0. I think they'll get the job done without embarrassing Brentford. And that's it. Steve says 3-0. Yeah. Saeed, what are you going with?
I'm going to go 2-0 as well. I think it'll be a convincing win, 2-0.
You're going 2-0. Craig, we might as well end with your final question there, saying football aside, who wins, AJ or Usyk? I don't know if there's boxing fans in the building, but...
Are you not going to the fight?
Yeah, man. Are you going? They pissed me off after that time.
They're offering season ticket holders last like minute opportunities to buy tickets.
They pissed me off last time, man. You know what they tried to do, man? I was in that queue to buy tickets for 2 hours, yeah? To only find out at the end, yeah, I could only buy single tickets only. What's up? That's a joke, man.
You sat close or you sat in the gods?
No, I'm not going, man. I didn't bother, man, after that.
I thought you were going to get another one, no?
Nah, man. They pissed me off, man. StubHub, man.
Okay. Just to answer that question, though, I'm not going to lie. Usyk is probably the best or top two best cruiserweights that's ever graced this planet. And that's putting the likes of Holyfield in that conversation as well. Usyk is a joke, but I do think AJ, his size could be a problem just because Usyk won't have that knockout power. So I'm kind of seeing it being a close affair. Could go either way, but I'm going to edge AJ.
Yeah, it's same. Proper 50-50 for me. I can't lie to you.
Yeah, it's a close one.
I'm interested to see how Usyk, you know... Usyk's definitely the better boxer. I'm going to say that. Usyk's definitely the better boxer, but the size advantage might be the key to it all. If Usyk gets inside early on and maybe rattles him a few times, he ain't got knockout power, but he can rattle him. I'm going to lean towards AJ, but just about lean towards AJ and say...
I'm like that. That's the way I'm thinking.
Do you think it could go to decision, this one?
Possibly, you know, probably will.
Yeah, because it's UK. I think, regardless, I think AJ will
make the decision.
It's a bit of a dog, isn't he? He's not gonna,
a lot of people in the comments saying Usyk's too technical, but I feel like most of the boxers that Anthony Joshua's come up against in recent years, like some of them have been like technically better boxers than him, and he still ends up winning though.
Yeah. Technique doesn't always win the fight, even though technique is a big part of it. It's not always the thing that gets the job done. The way I see it from my sort of vague point of view is that AJ will be able to walk into the punches more because Usyk doesn't have the power from... So, yeah, he knocked out Tony Bell. You would spark him out of cruiserweight. That power just doesn't translate over to heavyweight. And AJ... No. He's only ever been knocked out by fucking Ruiz, if I'm not wrong. Well, actually,
and he didn't really go into that fight with the clearest mentality the first time, did he? Really?
But even beside that, Andy Ruiz hits like a fucking truck, mate. So at the end of the day, it's not really like it's a surprise. Usyk, it's a different fight. It's a different one. But I do think he is definitely the clear better boxer in terms of technique.
It's in the UK as well, so some people say there's going to be some bias as well.
It goes to a decision.
A little sneaky.
Yeah.
Best believe.
It's mad that a fight as huge as that is happening in Tottenham. Not as in our stadium, but just the sheer fact that it's in Tottenham.
You've got the stadium for it now, isn't it? So it's not
at least you don't bottle it. Let's say you don't bottle it then. Tottenham.
No, but what I'm saying is, it's actually kind of nuts. Like putting Tottenham on the map, like that's a huge fight. You got all these people who are going to fly in for the fight, and they're flying in to watch a fight in Tottenham. Like it's kind of mad.
Got a spanking new train station, nice little stadium. Do you know what I mean? Deserve it.
Yeah.
Deserve it. Enjoy
it. And Joshua's a Tottenham fan as well, isn't he?
he's a Watford, I think.
Yeah, I saw a video yesterday saying he was a Tottenham fan or something.
Nah, I'm not sure.
I thought he was a Watford fan.
Because someone asked him if he was an Arsenal fan, and he was like, nah, I'm a Tottenham fan.
Let's hope he doesn't bottle it then, innit?
Oh, gosh.
Wait, you got
Toby's not even saying anything.
Another
Toby's Watford's in the chat as well, so maybe I'm wrong.
Question for Matisse. Musonda will play this season. Also, big up the panel. Excited for the game tomorrow.
I mean, the biggest chance he's got of playing is a cup game. So if we draw someone in the third round of the FA Cup, that's easy. Then maybe he'll get a chance if he's fit. I think he is back to fitness now. We've got Southampton in the next round of Carabao. So he could maybe get onto the bench, but the position that he's fighting for is so deep with other attacking midfielders. We have way too many attacking midfielders at this point. They're just not consistent. So it's going to be a long shot for him to get in. But I think more likely he'll go somewhere in January, maybe alone or permanent, because he needs to play football. So, yeah, I don't.
So does the 1v1 demon.
Oh, Christ. This brother just never rests.
Let's not start.
Get the chicken ball hat. Jesus Christ. Just doesn't rest. Rest, sir.
Let's not start this late in, because it's past 11:30 PM in the UK here, and it is a Friday night, so obviously I'm going to wrap it up now. Before I do, I want to say thank you to James for covering Grizz for Monday and tonight.
Oh, no, thank you very much for having us on.
Big up, lad.
Nah, it is light. You know what I mean? Legend, that's what I'm going to call.
Yeah, I like to see
light.
What I did there,
lad,
instead of lad.
Nah, so your accent's still shit, mate, but you know, A for effort.
Make sure you guys show James some love as well. His channel link is in the description below, so make sure you guys go over and subscribe. A lot of good content there. He just bust 50k like I did, same time. Nice. So big
I saw that take. That's always right, brother. Do you know what I mean? Doing bits. I'm not gonna lie, even though it's been great being on the show, I'm made up to see Grizz back, because I'm a watcher of the show as well. So obviously if Grizz does ever go on holiday again, definitely shout me, but I'm made up that he's back, mate, so it's gonna be good. Appreciate you having me on, boys.
Steve is such a wind-up, I swear. Yeah.
Steve, isn't it? Brilliant. Fight at Tottenham because he heard about the hot tub, the biggest floodlights in the world.
Bloody hell.
Great way hot to dogs. End the show. Hit the like button, people. Love for the love, as always. 3,000 still in the building. Subscribe to all the channels below and look out for the live show coming soon and the content coming to the official channel. Saeed, wrap that belly up for another day. Skullfuggery, I hope
for another day.
Ammunition in the shotgun.
The belly might come out this soon because it's going to be a long ride.
That could be your new thing. Instead of the banner might come out, it might be the belly might come out. Do you know what I mean?
Belly's better.
Yeah.
Listen, man.
Make that your thing, Shahid. Remember the merch idea? The merch idea. Get it.
Just need a nice
body. I don't know, man. The police might be coming to my corner now because Steve hopped me up now. So I could have the police on my doorstep, you know what I mean, right now, mate. It could be a madness.
Hey, people, love. We're out. Yeah, take care. Have a good weekend.